Well, it's a great joy to be able to bring you the book of Revelation and to be able to do an overview. It promises in chapter 1 a blessing for those who read, hear, and understand. And we can understand. And then also a blessing at the end where we receive the blessed hope. New Living Translation, chapter 18. Subtitle is The Fall of Babylon. It's a little lengthy, so bear with me. After all, I saw this. Another angel came down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with its splendor. He gave a mighty shout, Babylon is fallen! The great city is fallen! She has become the hideout of demons and evil spirits, a nest for filthy buzzards, a den for dreadful beasts. For all the nations have drunk the wine of her passionate immorality. The rulers of the world have committed adultery with her, and the merchants throughout the world have grown rich as a result of her luxurious living. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God is ready to judge her for her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to your people. Give her a double penalty for all her evil deeds. She brew a cup of terror for others. So give her twice as much as she gave out. She has lived in luxury and pleasure. So match it now with torments and sorrows. She boasts, I am queen of my throne. I am no helpless widow. I will not experience sorrow. Therefore, the sorrows of death and mourning and famine will overtake her. In a single day, she will be utterly consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty. And the rulers of the world took part in her immoral action and enjoyed her great luxury, will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for Babylon, that great city. In one single moment, God's judgment came on her. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there is no one left to buy their goods. She brought great quantities of gold and silver and pearls and fine linens and purple dye, silk, scarlet, cloth of every kind of perfumed wood, ivory goods, objects made of expensive wood and bronze and iron and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh with frankincense, wine and olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and slaves. Yes, she even traded in human lives. All the fancy things you love so much are gone. They cry, the luxuries and the splendor that you prize so much will never be yours again. They are gone forever. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry, oh, how terrible for the great city. She was so beautiful, like a woman clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. And in a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. And all the ship owners and captains of merchant ships, their crews will stand at a distance, and they will weep as they watch the smoke ascend. And they will say, where in all the world is there another city like this? And they will throw dust on their heads to show great sorrow. They will say, how terrible for the great city. She made us all rich from her great wealth, and now in a single hour, it's all gone. But you, O heaven, rejoice over her fate, and you also rejoice, O holy people of God, apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her on your behalf. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder as large as a great millstone, and he threw it into the ocean and shouted, Babylon, the great city, will be thrown down as violently as I have thrown away this stone, and she will disappear forever. Never again will the sound of music be heard there, No more harps, songs, flutes, or trumpets. There'll be no industry of any kind, and no more milling of grain. Her nights will be dark, without a single lamp. There will be no happy voices of brides and grooms. This will happen because her merchants, who were the greatest in the world, deceived the nations with her sorceries. In her streets the blood of the prophets was spilled, and she was the one who slaughtered God's people all over the world. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word in the book of Revelation. So what does it mean when he says, come out of her in verse 4? Well, the whole chapter of Revelation, John's recording a vision of a mighty angel descending from heaven to announce the fall of Babylon the Great, the evil world system associated with the Antichrist of the end times. And it's pictured as a prostitute committing fornication with the kings of the earth. We read about that last week in chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. The whole whore of Babylon, or mystery Babylon, makes war against the true saints of God, and is best interpreted as ungodly in the end time religious system. That's what we're in now, the end time religious system. And the command for her to come out in verse 4 is a warning to God's people to escape the judgment that's coming upon Babylon the Great, the false religious system, and the time of influence when the kings of the earth committed adulteries with her and the merchants of the earth grew rich for her excessive luxury. God's calling his people, you and I, during the tribulation period to disassociate from Babylon the Great. And that has nothing to do with the false religion of Antichrist, because separate from the system is the sinfulness of her and the spiritual adultery. That's why God's saying, come out of her, follow the path of liberty, the voice, come out of her, my people, so that you will share in her sins, so you will not share in her sins. To share in her sins is to share in the guilt. Well, there's so many things there in the book of Revelation that gives us indication of some. During the tribulation period, I'm of the opinion that we will not go through the tribulation period. I think God had told us in the scriptures that he will keep us out. Jesus promised to protect us, and I hang on to that hope. But if we do go through the tribulation, like some preachers think as they read the same scriptures, you know, at the end we still win. If it's done in the middle of the tribulation, that's okay too. The best thing to know that God will keep us from destruction. They will mourn the loss of the sources and the riches during the tribulation period, but those who have come out of her, who had been persecuted by her, will celebrate. In verse 20, rejoice over her, you heavens, rejoice, you people of God, rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. Amen. What a joy it is to be able to understand and check out the book of Revelation. You know, like in Daniel's prophet, it was to be sealed until the end of the age of grace, and we now know the book of Daniel. And we are commanded to understand the book of Revelation. That's why it's a joy and a blessing to read it to you, and a blessing for you to hear it, and we celebrate that joy and that hope, that blessed hope in Jesus Christ, who is soon to return. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Hope to see you in church sometime soon.